Welcome to Zen Internet's free monthly newsletter. For more information on this month's newsletter and a list of links for each story, or to view past issues, please visit our website at zen.co.uk/zenmonthly. In this month's issue, another mix of internet news items, occasional tech tips, and selected commentary from across the web for independent professionals, small business owners, and home users, with extra helpings this month for social media fans and followers, including an excellent new search site covering the top 10 social platforms. Controlling your social media. Scan through the suggestions on taking control of your social media from Observer Tech Monthly and you'll see how many ideas you might not have considered before. There are more than 24 to go at, so you should find at least a handful that will help you get more from using Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and LinkedIn, while at the same time suffering fewer of their built-in hassles. In any case, the tips are mostly good clean fun and possibly worth the price of admission, which is nothing more than a little of your time, for some of the reader's comments alone. For more details, see theguardian.com/media. Hello, hello. Speaking of social media, Elo, a recent ethical social network launch that's still in beta, has been all over the web recently. Describing itself as simple, beautiful, and ad-free, Elo is probably the most popular social network that hardly anybody was able to join immediately. Created as a not-for-profit alternative to sites like Facebook, Elo looks like a cross between Twitter, it uses at handles, and Tumblr, you can post GIFs. Currently restricted to invitation only, Elo has been getting more than 30,000 sign-up requests per hour. Check out Elo.co. A ploy named Sue. TSU, pronounced Sue, is a new social network that will pay its users. That's right, this Facebook-inspired fledgling is trying a novel approach that plans to pay folk to share stuff. Launched on October 14th with $7 million in backing from private equity investors, new contender Sue will reward users who have plenty of friends and whose posts get more views and drive more interest from other users. That's because the more exposure a user's content gets, the more exposure the advertising alongside it will get. And there's the nub of it. Users are paid out of advertising revenues. In fact, the company claims it will turn 90% of its ad receipts over to users. Check out Sue.co. Social networking for the antisocial. Encouragement to be antisocial isn't what you might expect to find in the social networking environment. But there's a new app, Cloak, that claims to be the antisocial social network, or if you prefer, the social network for those who are antisocial. Cloak helps its users avoid real-life connections by showing them where their friends are so that they can be avoided. The app identifies and maps your contacts using location data from other social apps. I think we've seen the crest of the big social network, Cloak's founder Chris Baker told the Washington Post. Antisocial stuff is on the rise. For more details, see Mashable.com. Why no Facebook dislike button? Facebook is 10 years old and, along with other social media, seems to have become an integral part of life. So it's perhaps surprising that some of its etiquette still lacks clarity, especially when the only reactive option it offers is to hit a like button. How do you properly acknowledge an event like a death in the family? Or share your opinion about something in the news without joining a quickly degenerating comment thread? For Twitter users, for whom the verb to favorite has now entered the language, the question of nuance again comes into play when the way people use the favorite button on that platform is scrutinized. Over recent months, British and German researchers have been conducting a study that discovered people favorite tweets for as many as 25 different reasons, ranging from passionate agreement to accidental slip. Read more at techradar.com/126978. Social media advertising. Social media platforms make a persuasive case for paying them money to promote your business. Of course, you can do a lot without parting with any cash at all. But then it's estimated that without advertising, less than half your Facebook fans will see your updates, and only a few LinkedIn users will note the existence of your company at all. The good news is that social media ads can be highly effective, mainly because you can choose exactly who sees them. And just like other PPC, pay-per-click advertising, you can set daily and ongoing budgets and ensure you pay only when users click on the ads. Website Magazine has a worthwhile brief guide about paying your way on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. And in case you wonder why they don't mention LinkedIn, it's because at over £1 per click, it's considered too expensive. For more details, see websitemagazine.com. Easy animated GIFs. These days, we might know how to animate HTML5 and even render 3D live in the browser. But guess which image format is dominating Twitter right now? Yes, it's the humble, so last century, animated GIF. Its resurgence has been helped along by the emergence of several much improved GIF-related tools. Search engines like Giphy have made finding GIFs easier, and tools like GIF YouTube and GIF Grabber have made the GIF creation process much easier. There's even a somewhat clunky online tool, named, logically enough, Online Image Editor, that you can try at online-image-editor.com. All of these are fine in their own way, but now there's an even better app called Recordit. Recordit installs as an inconspicuous taskbar icon that you can forget until you need it. When you do, recording a GIF animation is as easy as hitting record and stretching a box around the area you want to capture. To complete the animation, hit the stop button. The file is saved locally, and you can even tweet it with an extra click. There are versions available for Windows and Mac, and the basic version is completely free. Check out recordit.co. Google Web Designer. It's almost a year since Google launched Google Web Designer. How do we like it so far? This is a graphical design tool for creating HTML5, CSS3, and JavaScript banners and advertisements using animations and 3D transforms. Using tools such as drawing, text, and 3D objects, you can animate these objects and events on a timeline using keyframes. Google Web Designer is clearly not designed to create fully fledged applications or complete websites. It's aimed at creating banners, pop-up ads, sidebars, animated buttons, and the like, all with the focus on projects for DoubleClick and AdWords campaigns. There doesn't seem to have been much online buzz about it, and it's hard to find example projects that have made full use of it. PC Advisor had a review of GWD back in October 2013, which wasn't exactly rapturous, but they were looking at a very early version, and it's fair to say that things have moved on quite a lot since then. And it's still completely free. Check out google.com/webdesigner. Google Web Starter Kit. Google has also launched what it's calling a Web Starter Kit. This newest release from Big G is a multi-device boilerplate and toolkit collection for web developers of all skill levels, with a focus on optimization and speed. Checking performance, on-the-go optimization, and a responsive grid system are some of the best features. It looks like a promising collection of tools that all budding developers will at least want to take a look at. For more details, see developers.google.com/web/starter-kit. Lorem Jargon. Corporate Ipsum is a way to dynamically and efficiently unleash cross-media information to quickly maximise timely deliverables for real-time schemas and dramatically maintain clicks and mortar with functional solutions. Does that seem like double dutch to you? It should. The foregoing business babble comes from an online English language Lorem Ipsum style generator that creates corporate speak placeholder text that looks the part, almost makes sense, and offers page designers an attractive alternative to the usual Latin verbiage. Corporate Ipsum was inspired by other dummy text generators such as Filarati, filarati.com, as well as the classic Lorem Ipsum, lipsum.com. Check out kipsum.com. Search Engine of the Month. If you often need to find out what's happening and what's trending around topics that interest you, there's a new search site covering the top 10 social media platforms that could prove indispensable. Although there are other sites and apps that offer real-time social search results, new arrival Smashviews, launched in April 2014, is probably the easiest to use. Simply enter search query, choose the social platforms you want results from, or simply use the default all to see what's making waves on Facebook, Flickr, Google+, Instagram, Pinterest, Tumblr, Twitter, Vimeo, Vine, and YouTube. Check out smashviews.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.